crazy in love. Being back at school exhilarated me, from the moment we walked into the cafeteria together to when I gave Ian and Jake quick kisses before heading off with Archie for first period. My spirits remained high. Were people staring? Yep. Did I care? Nope. Archie kept giving me these sideways looks and biting back smiles. What? I asked, raising a brow as my phone dinged. He chuckled as he slid his arm around my shoulders and took over piloting while I glanced at my phone.
Nothing. Just happy that you're happy.
Well, you need to be happy for you too, I retorted, giving him an elbow. The text on my phone was from Coop, with pictures of my kisses with Ian and Jake. Well, that didn't take long. Only he also sent a pouty face. I laughed. I'd given him a kiss when he said he had to run to the library before class. Archie snorted as he glanced at my phone.
Next time, kiss Rachel too. Then he can really pop a blood vessel.
I elbowed him again, but it barely had any impact as he chuckled and then pressed a kiss to my temple before turning us into class. I fired off a quick text to Coop that promised I'd make it up to him later. A minute after we were in our seats, Rachel's text hit my phone. Rachel, brace yourself. They already hit Snapchat and Instagram. I scrolled back to Coop's text and the two pictures he'd sent. They weren't bad shots, really. I saved them to a file on my phone and then tabbed back over to Rachel's message. Me. F*** 'em. Rachel. That's my girl. My phone buzzed twice more, both messages to our group chat. Archie.
You snooze, you lose, Coop. Don't whine because you had to go to the library. You could have asked F to go with.
Coop.
Middle finger emoji.
Jake and Ian piled on, but I just grinned and shut the screen off. It was going to be a great day. My mood held through calculus and all the way to French. It faltered a little when I realized Matthew wasn't present. He always beat me to class, but he wasn't there. That kind of sucked. Rachel quirked a brow at me as she dropped into her desk. Problem? She mouthed, but I shook my head. Madame cleared it up when she reminded all of us that Matthew had gone home. His semester abroad ended in December. Oh my God. I was the absolute worst kind of friend. I had completely forgotten I wouldn't see him again. I hadn't even said goodbye. Man, I sucked. Rachel nudged me with a foot, and I shook my head. I didn't even think about the fact that he wouldn't be back. I'd breezed out of that last class with him with a half wave, and I was off. Since we'd been able to blow off classes on the actual last day, we hadn't bothered to show up. She let out a little huff of laughter and rolled her eyes. I flipped her off with my hand hidden behind my book so Madame wouldn't catch it, and Rachel snorted again. Bitch. But we grinned at each other and then dove into class. Seriously, though, it kind of bugged me all the way through AP Lit, and I was chewing on the thought when Ms. Fajardo asked me to stick around for a couple of minutes after class. Apparently, I wasn't doing a good job of hiding my concern, because Coop shot me looks all the way through class and then lingered with me as the others left to head to lunch. With a roll of her eyes, Ms. Fajardo just shook her head at Coop before focusing on me. I just have a packet for you to review so you can get me any questions you have. She held out the folder, and I stared at her blankly for a minute. As I took it, I stared at it, and then her. I feel like I'm forgetting something. The internship. Oh, shit. Coop snickered at me. The asshole.
Sorry, Ms. Fajardo. Frankie's still recovering from our holiday break. I think she might have had too much Christmas cheer.
I totally didn't wait to flip him off with one hand behind my back before I opened the folder. Amused, Ms. Fajardo said, "It's fine. You got all the paperwork in, and since you have the temporary emancipation order, we were able to get it all finalized without involving your mother."